Dan Sheridan, to bring you the great news of God's transcendent grace, and this is number 12 in our Daniel in Revelation series. And remember, one of the goals of prophecy is not to make you feel bad, but it's to give you peace and joy no matter what's going on politically or religiously. And that's the goal of these studies, to help us to adore the God of Daniel no matter what's going on in the world. All right, we're in Daniel chapter 2. Let's start reading with verse 18. Daniel chapter 2, verses 12 to 18. Those are the verses we're going to be looking at, and I'm reading from the Concordant version right now. Wherefore, the king was angry and had great wrath, and he said to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. Then the edict came forth to dispatch all the wise men, and they sought Daniel and all his partners to be dispatched. Then Daniel replied with counsel intact to Arioch, the grandee of the king's bodyguards, who had come forth to dispatch the wise men of Babylon. He was responding and saying to Arioch, who had the king's authority, "Why is the edict before the king so urgent?" Then Arioch made the matter known to Daniel. So Daniel himself went in and petitioned the king that he should give him a stated time to disclose all the interpretation of the king. Then Daniel departed to his house and made all the matter known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his partners, and he charged them to petition for compassions before the Eloah of the heavens concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his partners should not perish with the remaining wise men of Babylon. All right, that's Daniel chapter 2, verses 12 to 18. Now that Daniel's opening act proved a flop, and like we saw in Daniel 2, verses 1 through 11, now that his opening act proved to be a total flop, it's time for the headliner to take the stage. Of course, that's Danny Boy. The PhDs of Babylon were unable to solve Nebuchadnezzar's insane demands. Now listen to the last audio to get all that detail. Now these wise men were going to be whacked for their ignorance, to use a mafia term. And imagine how embarrassing it was for the wise men to be executed for their ignorance. You know, they spent their entire lives advising others, and now they can't even save themselves by their advice. And by the way, this is a perfect situation. We have an insane king and ignorant wise men. That's the perfect situation for God. That is the needed background for the God of Daniel to be magnified. So we see here that the Nebmeister is pissed. He is angry. His demand was unjust and his punishment was unjust. And he gave an edict to dispatch all the wise men, even the wise men who weren't consulted by the Nebmeister. He was going to kill the students. He was going to kill the students for their professor's ignorance. So here comes the king's SS agents to execute Daniel and his three pals. Now the king was absolutely out of his mind. He is having schoolboys who probably haven't even finished their school yet and who weren't even consulted executed. Now that is a total injustice. Talk about injustices in the world. That's an injustice. So how did Danny Boy respond to the injustice? Did he call for a militia? Did he, you know, claim his rights? No. Daniel doesn't get angry. He doesn't call the king any names or call him unjust or other names. That's what most of us would do. But what did Danny Boy do? Well, the executioner comes and he answers with counsel intact. He didn't say anything that would offend the executioner or the king. He simply asked that SS agent why the edict was so urgent. So something about Daniel's character, he won the confidence of those around him. And once Danny Boy was apprised of what the deal was, he asked the king for an appointment to solve the problem. So with counsel intact, Daniel buys a little time and an opportunity to fix the problem. So once Danny Boy secured an appointment, he goes to his buddies and tells them to start petitioning Eloah of the heavens concerning the secret. Now these boys had a nice little fellowship among a world of idolaters. They knew the true God. They knew something their professors or their king didn't. The wise men didn't know the God of heaven, and the king didn't, but they did. And their lives were at stake, and the lives of others were at stake too. So they started praying. Now I want you to notice the title Eloah, how the Concordant version reads. It's an appropriate title. Remember, this is a side note here, divine titles are important and are used with discrimination, not randomly. Eloah is the one who is invoked, and Danny Boy and his pals needed to do some invoking here, and because their heads were at stake, and that's why this title is used here. The titles of God are very fascinating. That's why it's good to have a copy of the Concordant Version, because they translate the Hebrew titles of God with precision, and that's always good. It's just good to see how God relates to mankind and his various relationships with them and the titles he uses to describe those relationships. So that's one of the fascinating things about the Word of God, how it's perfect as a whole and it's perfect in its parts. So again, Danny Boy and his buddies are now petitioning Eloah because their heads were at stake. And here's the question, will they survive? Uh-oh. Well, we're going to pick up from here next time. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. Remember this, the study of prophecy is to give you peace and joy no matter what's going on politically or economically. We adore the God of Daniel. Thanks for listening. John the Revelator, wounded writer. John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.